The fledgling Somali government has been working to tackle six areas of urgent concern, including security and peace building, law and good governance, and safeguarding the country's territorial integrity. Taye Brooke Zerahoun is UN Assistant Secretary General for Political Affairs.
This period of transformation, with its opportunities and challenges, requires a step change in the United Nations support to peace building in Somalia. In his report before the Council, the Secretary-General has recommended a substantial realignment of the United Nations presence in Somalia.
For nearly 20 years, the UN maintained a political office for Somalia in neighboring Kenya due to the insecurity in the country. But last January, the office, known as UNPOS, returned to the capital, Mogadishu. Despite its critical role in supporting the Somali transition, Zerahoun told council members that UN engagement must be stepped up.
UNPOS is not configured to provide the support required by a new government seeking to consolidate its authority over the country. That would require a new mission with the political and technical expertise, resources and configuration to support the government and people of Somalia. The Secretary General is therefore recommending to the Security Council the liquidation of UNPOS and the establishment of a broader peace-building mission based in Mogadishu.
Zerahoun also paid tribute to the successful relationship between the UN and the African Union, whose troops have been serving under the African Union Mission in Somalia, or AMISOM. Alongside the national forces, AMISOM has helped to liberate a growing expanse of territory from Islamic extremists known as the Al-Shabaab. Fawzia Adam is Somalia's foreign minister.
Security is prerequisite for political, economic and social stabilization and recovery. The gains made by AMISOM and our national army forces against Al-Shabaab over the past year are impressive, and I wish again to thank the nations having contributed their forces to this courageous endeavor.
The foreign minister said for the first time in two decades, Somalis are expressing new hope, confidence and optimism. She expressed hopes that her government will prove them right, and she encouraged the UN and others in the international community to return to Somalia. Deanne Penn, United Nations.